Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Small business ownership can be the gateway to opportunities for all Americans. In fact, in just over 4 years, two-thirds of the 8 million new American jobs were created by small businesses. These entrepreneurs foster an economy driven by innovation, and their passion, along with the organizations dedicated to serving them, clearly reflect the American spirit of ingenuity and opportunity. With us this morning to discuss his department's effort in support of American small business is our special guest, Stephen Preston, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Paul Cayata, partner in IBM's Public Sector General Government Practice. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Al. Hello, Steve.
Steve, let's start by taking a moment to provide our listeners with an overview of the Small Business Administration, or sometimes referred to as the SBA. Can you tell us a bit about the history and the evolution and its current mission today?
Sure. And I think, Al, you did a great job of sort of giving us a sense of the importance of small business in our country. Roughly, they're half of our economy. They're most of our job creation and a lot of the innovation that drives our economy. And because of that, the SBA was created in 1953 as an independent agency to support small businesses in any number of ways. Now, what that means today is that we provide guarantees for private loans to small businesses. That helps our banks and other lenders reach a little bit harder to reach small businesses who need capital to grow. It means that we train and counsel small businesses around our country. Every year, we have programs that touch about 1 million entrepreneurs a year to help prepare them for ownership or help them through issues they face as a small business owner. We also help small businesses if they want to sell their goods or services to the federal government. We help prepare them for that process and learn how to bid on contracts. And then the other thing we do, which is a little different than our primary small business mission, is we are America's government bank for disaster victims, not only small businesses, but homeowners. So, for example, today we have over $6 billion with homeowners and business owners in the Gulf of Mexico, helping them rebuild their lives after the 2005 hurricanes.
That's great. That's a broader mission than I had thought. So can you provide us then a sense of scale and tell us a little bit more about how the SBA is organized, perhaps the size of its budget, number of full-time employees, and your geographical footprint across the country?
Sure. Right now, there are effectively two parts to the agency, the disaster side and the non-disaster side. The non-disaster side has slightly over 2,000 employees. Now, the disaster side, the size of the employee base depends on what we're dealing with. So, for example, today we've got about 1,200 employees, but after Hurricane Katrina, we had over 4,000. In addition to that, in our training and counseling operations, we fund third parties that provide those services for us. They have about 13,000 counselors around the country. And then we work with about 4,000 banks and non-bank lenders. So we have a large base of employees, but we also have a large network that is not employed by us, but works with us to deliver that mission. Our budget takes somewhat over $800 million to run the agency in any given year, but many of our programs are actually self-funding. I think the other thing to note is when you look at all of our guaranteed lending programs and other programs we have to get capital to small business, there is about $85 billion worth of capital in people's hands around our country that is supported by the SBA. So we're a very significant part of getting capital to small business owners.
So now that you've provided us with a great sense of the organization, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your role as the administrator of SBA. Could you describe for us your specific roles and duties?
Yeah, well, you know, as head of the federal agency, my duties are fairly broad. But I look at them really in a couple of baskets. First of all, I think I need to be the point of accountability for high-quality service delivery by our agency. At the end of the day, we're a service organization that helps Americans. And I feel like I need to make sure that every penny that's spent on the agency is a penny well spent and that we are a high-quality organization in delivering that service. We've had a lot of challenges along the way, but I think we've made a lot of progress. As such, I need to be an important advocate for our employees and the work that they do. And I also think I need to be a very visible advocate for small businesses in our country. We are consistently facing policy issues like healthcare, like tax policy, like export policy that are very relevant to the small businesses in our country. So as head of the agency, it's important for me to understand what's taking place on the legislative agenda and the regulatory agenda and ensure that we're doing everything we can to make sure the voice of small business is heard.
So you've gone over several of the challenges that you're addressing. Could you tell us what you think your top three challenges are? And how are you addressing them?
Well, you know, when I came into the position, I came in about 11 months after Hurricane Katrina. And we provide loans to disaster victims. And those are low-interest loans on very favorable terms. And we had just a tremendous backlog at that point. So job number one for me when I came into the agency was to ensure that we got those funds into the hands of disaster victims, and then that we ensure that we could reform the agency in a way that would ensure that we could support disaster victims in the future. As people say, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So we have dramatically changed the process of making a disaster loan at the agency, which has required extensive reengineering of processes, bringing more technology to the table, coordinating with federal and state and local groups much more effectively. And the other thing we did is we're trying to move our disaster operation, or we already have, from feeling like a large bureaucracy to a friendly organization. So everybody who applies for a disaster loan right now is going to get a case manager, somebody they can talk to about how to submit their loan. The person can help them through the process. We want to be a helpful, responsive body. So that was the big challenge, and I'm thrilled with the progress we've made there. I'd say, secondly, we've faced similar operational challenges that have made it difficult for us, I think, to deliver the service that we do with the type of quality that we need to. And so we've applied many of the same learnings to other areas in the agency to become a much more customer-friendly organization in our lending programs, in our procurement programs, and in all sorts of other things. And I'd say the other thing is, you know, when I came into the agency, I think we had some real employee morale issues. The government surveys on employee satisfaction indicated that the SBA had a lot of challenges in that area. So I've been very focused on ensuring that our employees are trained to do their jobs effectively, that they have the tools to do their jobs effectively, and that they have a work environment that really makes them look forward to coming to work every day. And we've made a lot of progress on that front as well. A couple months ago, we got results from an employee survey that was roughly a year after we brought the new team in, and we saw very dramatic improvements. So we're thrilled with the progress we're making there as well.
Steve, I understand that prior to coming to SBA, you were an executive in the private sector. Could you describe your career path for our listeners and perhaps let us know how you got started in government?
Yeah, it's probably more of a zigzag than a straight line. You know, I came out of business school with a finance MBA and went to work in investment banking. I worked on Wall Street for a number of years from sort of the mid-'80s to the early 90s. It was very exciting. I learned a tremendous amount. It was, I think, just a great place for a young person to be who wanted to learn about financial services and the markets and dealing with corporate issues. But I really decided I wanted to be part of building something in a different way. I always felt that my clients were having more fun than I was by being part of building an organization. So I became the treasurer of one of our clients. And it was a very large company with a lot of very complex financial challenges. And then I ultimately moved from there to become the chief financial officer of a Fortune 500 company and then ultimately an operational leader there. So my pathway has sort of gone from being a provider of financial services to companies to working as the financial and strategy person within the company onto roles where I actually was focused on improving the operations of the company to help it provide better service, to help it do that more efficiently, and to improve the growth of the company. When the opportunity to come to the SBA, which, as I mentioned earlier, is a large service organization that has had some operational challenges, when that opportunity came up, it made a lot of sense to me to take it. The mission also made it, I think, particularly compelling. Like a lot of Americans, after Hurricane Katrina, I watched the footage from my living room, and I prayed for those people, and I sent money, and just wished I could do more to help. And sure enough, the opportunity came up to really pour what I had built over almost a 25-year career in financial and operational roles into an agency that directly impacted those people's lives. So I just felt like if I was looking for a sense of mission, I couldn't have gotten a better one.
So, Steve, as you reflect back on these experiences, how have they prepared you for your current leadership role as administrator and perhaps shaped your management approach and leadership style? And if I may, what management lessons have you learned and brought to the SBA culture from these private sector experiences?
Okay, great. Well, I think I can probably wrap all of those questions up in a handful of thoughts. First of all, if you're leading an organization and you want it to go somewhere, you have to really paint a compelling vision of where you're going to take that organization. And that compelling vision is something that has to live and breathe within the organization. And so when I very first came into the role, I spent a lot of time understanding what we needed to do as an organization, who we needed to serve, and how we needed to serve them. And working closely with the employee base, listening to them, and the customer base, listening to them, in bringing that forward. Then I think once you paint that compelling vision for people, you need to make sure that everything you do in the organization lines up behind it. Launching major initiatives to support that vision, tracking the progress, fervently supporting the progress in those initiatives. Every month or periodically, whatever, looking at the progress and making sure that things don't get off track. Looking at compensation programs and reward programs that support that. And then continually being up front, in front of the organization, reinforcing where you're heading and why you're heading there. The other thing I've learned over my career that I've definitely employed at the SBA is if you're going to have an effective service organization, you need to have motivated employees that care about what they're doing, and you need to provide those employees with the training to do their jobs and the tools to do their jobs. Because if they're motivated employees and they care about what they're doing, the last thing you want to do is put them in an environment where there's poor morale, where they're not trained to do their jobs, or they don't have equipment or whatever. So you really need to focus on the employee base and their ability to serve the mission as sort of square one in being an effective service organization.
That's fantastic. What about SBA's reform agenda? We will ask Stephen Preston, administrator at the U.S. Small Business Administration, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.